why does this generation seek a sign? In the other Gospels, Jesus would say it's a wicked and evil generation that seeks a sign. A wicked and evil generation, a lack of faith. And as the Pharisees were tempting, it says, to test Jesus. So we can maybe assume that they weren't so much looking for a sign in which they can submit themselves, to surrender themselves. They were trying to test him, to see if he was telling the truth, to maybe catch him in a lie, or to disprove his claims. There was a wickedness to their question. And that wickedness we can trace back to that first reading, the story of Cain and Abel. As we're seeing the unfolding of the effects of original sin. And when we look at it in the light of yesterday's gospel, when Jesus is expanding the commandments, we can say, where he said, you've heard it said, thou shalt not commit murder, but I say, the anger, the wickedness of our heart are the first steps that lead to murder, which is what happened with Cain and Abel. That wicked spirit, the enviness, the comparison, the jealousy, the feeling of unworthiness, all of this wickedness of the human heart as a result of sin that creeps into our lives. And with the result of then we want to test God to make him prove himself. Rather than being like Abel, giving the best of ourself, submitting and surrendering everything we have to the Father in faith. So I would imagine that many pilgrims come to the shrine looking for a sign, seeking a sign. So we have to be careful not to be too maybe rigid or scrupulous in that phrase. Because we come here looking for a sign because we already have faith. We know the power of our Lord and the power of our Blessed Mother's intercession. So we come here in desperation at times, seeking a sign, knowing that he can do it. Not that we want him to prove himself to us. He's already proven himself. And we come here in faith, seeking the sign that we can submit and surrender ourselves to him. There was a very, in the middle of that first reading, when the Lord is telling Cain, he says, why are you so resentful and crestfallen? If you do well, you can hold up your head. But if not, sin is a demon lurking at the door. His urge is toward you, yet you can be his master. I think that's a very important point of meditation for us. Something to really take to prayer and to meditation, and to really know that the truth is there, that sin is lurking, but we can hold up our head. And if we want to, we can master. We don't have to succumb to the powers of the evil one. The wickedness of the evil one doesn't have to come into my heart. Especially as baptized, practicing Catholics, living a life of virtue and grace, we can overcome the devil by his grace, of course. By the Lord's powerful interaction and our Blessed Mother's intercession, we can master the evil one. We can master the evil inclinations of our heart. We don't have to be a slave to sin. In the blessings that the Lord promises us in the Beatitudes and the Sermon on the Mount, that program for discipleship is a reality for each one of us. Especially for the parents who are forming and training your children. Let them know that as the evil one lurks, they can overcome. You can master. You don't have to succumb to the temptations of the evil one. If Cain had only heeded that warning and taken those words to heart, how different would that story have been? How many times do we fall into sin because we refuse to fight? We give up the struggle. we give up. The Lord is encouraging us today. From the very beginning of salvation history, He's reminding us that we can overcome, that we don't have to give in, that we can become the master. And that's what a life of virtue, a life of grace is that we become conformed and configured into the person of Jesus Christ, that we're operating with Him. As St. Paul told us in the second reading yesterday, if you remember, the Spirit has revealed the mind of God to us. We can know what God wants, and through His grace, we have the power to act as He would act. So with open hearts, with faith-filled hearts, we come to the shrine and we come to the altar, not seeking a sign to prove our faith, but seeking a sign for which we can go deeper and deeper. In just a few moments, the greatest sign we could ever want will be here with us, the Holy Eucharist. We're not seeking to test the Lord. We want to show our love and our devotion. So as we continue in this Holy Mass, let us ask for the grace to overcome the temptations, well aware that the evil one is lurking, but by God's grace and the powerful intercession of our Blessed Mother, we can become its master. Amen.